So, I just learned that highways in the United States have a code? Sort of?
With maybe a couple of exceptions? Maybe?
Hello everybody and welcome to today's episode of Victor Random, where we talk about the mess of the highway system in the United States and also some patterns that are there. We talk about the highway parents, the highway children, and the highway children's older brothers and sisters. And I bet you didn't even know that there was a pattern in the United States because there are a lot of exceptions. Let's get started. Okay. Quick note before we start is that I will not be making a podcast next week because I am going on a school trip. So I will not be here to make that podcast. I'm actually leaving soon. If you do want to listen to a podcast next week though, I do recommend you scroll all the way to the beginning of my playlist and listen to season 1, episode 2, The Robot That Changed the World. So, yeah. Alright. Hello everybody, today's quote of the week is, "The only way to do great work is to love what you do." Steve Jobs. And I guess that's true. If you don't like something, you won't have the motivation to do it. Maybe just like my podcast. Okay. So, we have the highway interstate system. And this interstate system was built to help Americans travel from one part of the United States to another really, really quickly. And that was the main goal of this interstate system, and they actually made it with a pattern in mind. Let's start. The interstate has three types of interstates. We are calling them the interstate parents, the interstate children, and the interstate children's older brothers. Okay? Let's start with the biggest. The interstate parents. And these interstate parents have a very specific pattern. I'll see if you can spot it. I-90 is the first interstate. It goes from Seattle in Washington to Boston, Massachusetts. It is way up in the north of the United States and goes all the way from the west to the east, from the left to the right. Alright. The next interstate is I-10. It goes from Santa Monica, California to Jacksonville, Florida. It is at the very, very bottom of the United States, and it goes, once again, from the west to the east, from the left to the right. As you can see so far, these interstates all go from the west to the east. Let's see if you spot any more differences or similarities. I-80 is the second highway from the top. It is from San Francisco in California to Teaneck, New Jersey. Then we have I-20, the second most interstate from the bottom. This goes from Kent in Texas to Florence, South Carolina, slowly going upwards. In fact, I-20 meets up with I-10. I-70 is the third from the top, from Cape Fort, Utah to Baltimore, Maryland. It doesn't quite reach the west coast, the very west of the United States, but it's almost there. Then we have I-30, the third from the bottom, from Little Rock in Arkansas to Fort Worth, Texas. It actually meets up from I-20 in Fort Worth. But wait a second. Little Rock in Arkansas to Fort Worth, Texas. That's not very long. And it also does not go east to west. It goes at a diagonal. And it only takes 5 hours and 30 minutes to drive on this highway. For comparison, driving on I-90 would take you a day and 20 hours. What? Well, there's our first exception. Anyways, after I-30, we have I-40, which is from Barstow, California to Wilmington, North Carolina. It is the fourth highway interstate from the bottom. And just a quick note here, that I-30 passes through Little Rock, that's in Arkansas. And in fact, that just means that I-30 connects I-20 and I-40. It's sort of like this sort of diagonal highway between them. Then, after those highways, there is I-50 and I-60. The I stands for interstate, by the way. Which, for some reason, I-50 and I-60 don't even exist. Because instead of interstate 50 and 60, there is U.S. Route 50 and 60s. These are the older highways that were constructed before the interstate system. There's also U.S. Route 66 from cars. How did the number 66 get in there is my question. But if you think about it, it makes sense why they decided not to build I-50 and 60 and decided to just keep it U.S. 50 and 60. Because think of how confusing it would be if there was an I-50 and a U.S. 50. People would get on the wrong highway all the time. Anyways, all of these highways went from the West Coast to the East Coast, and as you may have noticed, they were both two digits long and ended in a zero. I-90, I-80, I-70, US-60, US-50, and then I-40, I-30, I-20, and I-10. Now those are the interstates that go west to east. Next, let's talk about the interstates that go from north to south. First up is I-95, from Yulton in Maine to Miami in Florida. This is all the way at the east coast, the very right, and is the longest one of these north to south interstates. After I-95, we have I-5, already an exception. It's not two digits long. Oh wait, did I spoil the secret? Well, all of the major interstates are two digits long, as you may have noticed, and I-5, for some reason, isn't two digits long. So many exceptions! Anyways, I-5 is on the west coast from San Diego, California to Blaine in Washington. After I-05, we have I-15 from San Diego, California to Sweetgrass, Montana. I-25 from Las Cruces, Utah to Buffalo, Wyoming. Notice how we're slowly sliding across the continent. I-35 is from Laredo, Texas to Duluth, Minnesota. I-45 is from Houston, Texas to Dallas, Texas. But hold on! Another exception! This is another really, really short interstate, because interstate technically means through states, but I-45 is not interstate. It stays in Texas. It goes from Houston to Dallas. It's really small. Why are there so many exceptions? Anyways, I-55 is from La Place, Louisiana to Chicago, Illinois. At least they have an I-55. I-65, once again, glad you're here, is from Mobile, Alabama to Garion, Indiana. We are almost there at the East Coast. I-75 is from Paul St. Mary, Michigan to Hialeah, Florida. We are one highway interstate away from the East Coast. And I-85 is from Petersburg, Virginia to Montgomery, Alabama. And yeah, one exception there and two exceptions earlier. After the break, we talk about the children interstates and also their older cousins and brothers and the rest of the exceptions that there are. Hello everybody and welcome to today's random fact. Did you know that clouds weigh actually 1,400,000,000 pounds? This is according to weather.gov. So how exactly do these clouds stay afloat? Well, the reason they stay afloat has a lot to do with density. The air that surrounds us has weight because everything weighs something, and the air around us also has density. Density is basically how much stuff is packed into a certain amount of weight. So for example, if you have a giant pillow and you pack it into a small tiny box, then you have a high density. However, if you take a small little cotton round and place it in the same box, you have low density. Anyways, air has density and so do clouds. And in fact, less dense things, things that are not as dense as the others, rise to the top, and the reason why clouds stay up there is that they're actually less dense than the air around them. This is because clouds are made up of small water droplets, and these water droplets are spread very, very far apart. You're taking a lot of stuff, but you're spreading it in a very, very big box, and that's what allows it to float. Another reason for why clouds float is because there's actually air, continuous air that pushes the cloud up. There's air that rises from the bottom to the top, which helps keep these giant, massive clouds up. But anyways, next time you look up at them, just think, wow, it's literally magic. And so, we have the adult interstates. However, there are also child interstates, and these children interstates branch off from the parent interstates. The way they are named are quite easy. The interstate children have three digits. The last two digits are the same digits as the parent, for example. 620, the interstate 620, branches off of Highway 20. The 20 at the end tells you that it branches off of Highway 20. Now, how was the first number decided? Because 620 has three digits, not two. Well, the first number is decided based on whether the child returns to its parent, whether the highway eventually returns to the main highway. Because 620 starts at Highway 20, but it depends on whether Highway 620 leaves the highway or joins back to the highway. If the highway eventually joins back to the main highway, then the first number is even. If the highway doesn't join back to the main highway, then it's an odd number. For example, 620 starts with an even number. That means that it starts at Highway 20, leaves Highway 20, and then joins back with Highway 20. However, if the interstates start with an odd number, then the child does not return to the parent. For example, Highway I-90 leaves Highway 90 and won't come back. After the children and the parents, we have the older siblings of the children. And these older siblings are also interstates. They're a bit more independent. They aren't part of another interstate, like 620, which starts at an interstate and really belongs to it. They're slightly older. And these interstates, believe it or not, do have a pattern. If these interstates go from east to west, their last digits, one place, is even. If their last digit is odd, they go north to south. However, other than that, they are randomly numbered. We have I-76 from Big Springs, Nebraska to Denver, Colorado. However, wait a second, that can't be true. We have another I-76 from New Jersey to Akron, Ohio. And there are also two I-86s and two I-88s. Oh my gosh. And in fact, near where I live, there's a highway called 238, which, by the name, sounds like it should branch off of Highway 38 and then reconnect to Highway 38, right? Nope! It connects 580 and 880. There's also a highway called 237, which is in no way related to 238. They don't even touch. And 237 connects Highway 85 and Highway 101. Not Highway 37. In fact, at least there is a Highway 37. There isn't even a Highway 38 at all. Oh, and we can't leave without talking about the last exception. Highway Interstate 69, which splits off at the bottom of Texas into three highways. You'd think it would be 369, 569, and 769, right? Nope. They are called I-69 West, I-69 East, and I-69 C? How did that get there? And yeah. Whew. Anyways, the more you know, the more you know. Hello everybody. I know this may have been a hard episode to follow. A lot of the locations here are, you may not know of them, you may not know where to keep them on a map at all. So I recommend you take a look at the image that I've included in the description. It is an image from CGP Grey, that's one of the YouTube videos that I watch to get my main information, but it is very useful and yeah. Credits! This episode was created and directed by Vikram Dave Roo, music made on GarageBand by Vikram Dave Roo, and cover art made on Canva by Vikram Dave Roo. every year the script and everything was made by Vikram Devaru. The sources from this were mainly just primarily CGP Grey's video on the Interstate's Forgotten Code, you know. Very nice. And yeah. Hope you enjoyed. And yeah, the end. Thank you for listening. And in fact, because you are listening to the very end, I have a secret code to give you. Remember these numbers, because they will one day come into handy. Start listening to keywords that are very out of place in these episodes. Episode 31, episode 37, episode 41, and episode 43. Stay tuned. See you soon.